Hello, it's Liz, and I'm just going to add a little bit about the sport, which I hope I'm not repeating anything Cliff said, but Tim thinks not. So on Saturday the 28th of September, with their nice new shiny manager, Stoke managed to lose 2-0 at Middlesbrough, having already lost at Hull, I think it was, against Hull. And this meant that they're currently, this is Wednesday, the 2nd of October, they're currently 20th on 6 points with a minus 7 goal difference. Now tonight, I'm still on about Wednesday, they're playing Portsmouth at home. Now Portsmouth are 23rd on 4 points. So on paper, Stoke should beat Portsmouth. And the manager apparently is like, third game lucky, we should win tonight. I don't know why they sacked Schumacher. They weren't doing brilliantly under him, but I don't know. But who am I to go on about it? And then on Saturday, they've got Swansea away. That's Saturday the 5th. So Stoke, for goodness sake, tonight, win. That's all I can say. Please beat Portsmouth. Sorry if any Portsmouth fans are listening. I do know one Portsmouth fan who lives in Stoke, actually, but I don't think he listens to us. Now, more cheerful news. League 2. Port Vale. On Saturday the 28th, they beat Swindon. They were 2-1. They won 2-1 at home, and that left them 5th on 14 points, with a goal difference of plus 2. Last night, they played Colchester at home, and unfortunately, they dropped 2 points because they drew 1-1. And that means that result meant they dropped down to 7th, and they're on 15 points with a goal difference still of plus 2. On Saturday the 5th, they're playing Notts County away, and Notts County are currently 2nd. Crewe lost on Saturday the 28th, 2-1 at Newport County. That left them 8th on 13 points with a goal difference of minus 1. They were to play Wimbledon away, only that was postponed. I don't know if that was last night or tonight. Anyway, it's postponed. I presume a waterlogged pitch at Wimbledon. I'm not sure why. But because of other matches, although they didn't play, they've dropped from 8th to 12th. They've still got a goal difference of minus 1, and they're still on 13 points. And on Saturday, they're going to Gillingham. This is Saturday the 5th. And Gillingham are currently top. So that's going to be tough for Crewe. And, oh, I forgot, I don't know whether I said, did I say? I've got a cold and I'm not thinking straight. On Saturday, Port Vale are going to Notts County. Both teams are away. And Notts County are currently 2nd. So Port Vale and Crewe have got tough matches ahead. But it'll be extremely good if they can both manage to win, especially Port Vale, because Port Vale will shoot up again. Anyway, we're hoping Port Vale at least manage to stay in the playoffs all season. And I think that's all my news for the football. I wish Stoke were higher than 20th, which is terrible. And I'll have to have a shout out for my team. My team are playing Bayern Munich tonight. And my nephew actually got me a ticket. This is Aston Villa. But in the end, I decided because I wouldn't get home till after midnight and I've got to be up in the morning and I didn't know then I'd got a cold, I'm not going. But if anyone remembers, anyone old is listening, we beat Bayern Munich in the European Cup, as it was then, in 1982. So come on, Villa. I hope there's at least one person listening who supports Villa. Apart from me. Tim's looking as though I shouldn't be mentioning Villa, because that's not local news. I know. And I bet Cliff didn't mention Villa. And that's the sport from me.